relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Car Firearms fights for you, fights for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for our freedom. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm car every single day. They also own the iconic movie legend gun that is the Desert Eagle line, as well as Interordnance, including the M1 carbine, the 1911, and, of course, the Tommy gun. Check them out at KAHR.com, AHR.com. All right, let's play this cut. We played it from Wednesday and Mar-a-Lago. I think I might have to use it tonight on Newsmax as well. It's good. I like it. It's about me.
And God bless the 45th President of the United States, soon to be the 47th President of the United States.
That voice is still great. He hasn't lost an ounce. You're amazing. Thank you very much. It's been such an incredible song for all of us. It's been with us for a long time, right from the beginning, and we appreciate it, Lee. Really appreciate it. Thank you. I know you do, and thank you very much. So I just got back from a little tour. We went to Atlanta, and then we went to Orlando. I left at about 6:59 this morning, and I just got back. But we raised about $14 million, which I think is good. But the other night was better because we drove down the street about two blocks and we raised $52 million, and that's the highest amount of money ever raised, ever in a day or whatever they say, but I know it broke the record. Crooked Joe Biden went to Radio City Music Hall where they clip you good. And he raised $24 million, but I think his net is going to be probably half of that. They will clip him for at least half. And with us, and by the way, we have a great group. Hello, Seb. This guy is so loyal. Sebastian Gorka. Yeah. Linda McMahon. Look at that. My man, you're here. I got to do his show. Are you okay? Everything good? You're doing good? You're doing better than ever. You're doing your whole Newsmax is doing a great job. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
President Trump giving shout-outs to Linda McMahon, my colleague Eric Bolling from Newsmax, and myself. A wonderful evening just a few days ago at Mar-a-Lago, but it could have been better because one person was missing. We call him the Baron. And he's on the line right now. Let's check in with the president's senior advisor and attorney, Boris Epstein. Boris, we missed you at Mar-a-Lago.
I missed you, too. I mean, it sounded like a wonderful evening, but it's always to be an honor to be with you on your show and to be with the audience.
So I arrived super early. I was the first person there, and I hid in the corner, and I lit up a cigar, and I thought, where's Boris? And I even sent you a photograph. Are you working night and day supporting the president?
Working nonstop. It's my honor. It's what we have to do to save this country, because President Trump is the only one who can bring our country back to greatness. We need to save this country, and it will only be saved by President Donald J. Trump. So, I'm a small part of the team. We're all working away, and we will bring President Trump back to the Oval Office January 20, 2025.
All right, so I want to talk about geopolitical things with you, but first, because President that day left Mar-a-Lago at 6 a.m., he flew to Atlanta. He had an event there. He flew to Orlando. He did the viral Chick-fil-A moment as well. Then he came to see us, gave a speech without notes, with no teleprompter, at 10 o'clock at night for 40 minutes. Boris, I got to ask you, because you've worked for him longer than I did, how do you keep up with that tempo?
President Trump is absolutely unparalleled. I mean, the amount of energy, the ability to be on at all times is something that's, you know, frankly, reminiscent of Iron Man. I do my best. You know, we all do what we can, but nobody outworks President Trump. He's working for the American people literally 24/7, fighting for the American people 24/7. And you're right, that kind of energy, that kind of ability. I mean, look at Atlanta, that wonderful event and the moment inside Chick-fil-A, him and those young African-American women, you know, him, you know, giving him hugs, telling him how much they support him. President Trump is the champion of the American people because they see themselves in him. The American people are hardworking, they're dedicated, and they're tough, and that's who President Trump is.
Now, for 4 years, when we were in the White House, when the president was the commander-in-chief, not only did we have the biggest economy the world had ever seen and a secure border, geopolitically, the world was stable. There were no new wars. America was respected. Our enemies feared us, including Vladimir Putin. I have to get your reaction to this impending Iranian threat and the State Department and the White House and this reaction. I don't feel, as an American, very safe right now. Do you, Barron?
It's complete and total fecklessness. The Iranians are saying to the United States, we are going to hit Israel. We're going to attack Israel, your greatest ally. And you, United States, better stand down. And what do we get in response from our so-called leadership? Feebleness. Absolutely nothing. Oh, okay. The mullahs in Iran, the terrorist regime in Iran, absolutely seems to believe that they are the bosses and America is subservient to them.
Yeah.
And that is how, and let's be honest, that started long, long ago with John Kerry, trying to be his best friend to the Iranians. Obviously, the horrible JCPOA deal that was partially, in large part, negotiated by Jake Sullivan. This administration and the Democrats overall are a complete disaster geopolitically. They have set America back by decades, and they have made not just our allies, but our adversaries also disrespect us. America is not respected. It was under President Trump, but it will be again when President Trump is back in the Oval Office.
Well, we have to get him there. In the meantime, he's facing a barrage of lawfare assaults against him. Just when you thought it couldn't get more absurd, outré, and corrupt, we have the story of Judge Merchan out of New York and his 35-year-old daughter, who I've never heard of, who makes millions of dollars through her Democrat consulting firm every year, a $3.2 million from Adam Schiff's campaign by herself, and she's using these cases to raise funds. Now, you're an attorney. How is this possible in America that the judge sitting over President Trump's case has a daughter raising millions of dollars off that specific case, Barron?
Well, Sebastian, President Trump's legal team this week filed motion after motion after motion fighting against this partisan Biden trial, crooked Joe Biden trial, this witch hunt against President Trump on everything from the deep conflicts that the judge has to the fact that the President Trump's constitutional rights, the Sixth Amendment right to a fair trial, has been violated, to this unconstitutional First Amendment violating gag order that's been placed on President Trump. This whole canard is one big conspiracy by crooked Joe Biden and his hacks and thugs, as President Trump puts them, to attack the president and to attack the American people and to prevent them, to try and prevent them from electing President Trump back into the Oval Office. This is election interference, but it will not succeed because President Trump will end up winning all of these hoaxes. He'll beat back the witch hunts, and he will win the election.
And how is he doing on Wednesday night, although he traveled the nation? He looked in fine form. How is he doing when it comes to morale, Boris?
Here's what I'll tell you. You know this better than anybody. President Trump is fully focused on making America great again. That is not a slogan, it is an action item. There's no time like the present to fight for our country, to get our country back. And that's all he's doing. Of course, his team, we are fully focused on helping him with that every day, every minute, every hour. And that's what it's all about. President Trump is fighting. As you saw, he's a happy warrior. He's not going to put up with these witch hunts. He's going to continue to fight back, both on social media and in his public appearances. Tomorrow, another robust rally coming from him in Pennsylvania. So you're going to continue to see President Trump out there fighting the witch hunts, defeating the witch hunts as he marches back to the Oval Office.
All right, Eric, you need to entitle this segment MAGA, It's Not Just a Slogan. We've been talking to Boris Epstein. Follow him right now at Boris EP, BorisEP.com, Boris_Epstein, senior advisor to the Trump 2024 campaign. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never, ever miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And if 3 hours of radio a day simply isn't enough, join us this July 4th weekend for the trip of a lifetime. It's our Patriots Alaska cruise, June 29th to July 6th. More than 350 of you have already booked. Don't delay, especially if you missed our trip to Israel a year ago. Check out the incredible itinerary at sebgorka.com, the beautiful 5-star liner, and reserve your cabin today. That's SEBGORKA and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. SebGorka.com and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. We need President Trump back. We've put his booking photograph on a t-shirt, on a mug with a very simple phrase, Trump 2024. Get yours today. SebGorkaStore.com and support him directly at DonaldJTrump.com.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to LegacyPMInvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Garden, the president said that when he came into office, inflation was skyrocketing, but it was 1.4% in January of 2021, and that was the 11th consecutive month at that time under 2%. So was the president misleading Americans?
So when the president took office, and you know this, there was a pandemic. It was closing down businesses, closing down schools, and so it was drastically disrupting the supply chain. Let's not forget about that. And so that's what was going on. And that caused inflation around the world to increase. We know that. And then further increasing inflation was the Russia's war in Ukraine. And in fact, many other countries are even worse off because of what we've seen with Russia's war.
Excuse me? Inflation? Now that's Putin's fault? What else are they going to explain by way of Russia, Russia, Russia? Our next guest will unpack it for us, especially the relevance of recent statements from the State Department concerning a imminent threat from Iran. But first, who is your phone attached to? Are you with the big boys of the phone industry? Because guess what? You're funding the Democrats. It's really that simple. The big cell phone companies are woke. They give millions of dollars every year to causes that are antithetical to your value system. Foundations that cancel and censor conservatives. Organizations like Planned Parenthood don't fund abortions and cancel culture with every call you make and every text you send. Switch to the company I use, the only conservative cell phone company in the nation, Patriot Mobile. It's got the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. Glenn and his team are superb. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, we'll get an upgrade, but switch today. Don't fund your enemies. Call 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. He is senior counsel to the president of the conservative juggernaut that is Heritage. Join today, heritage.org. He's our good friend. We always check in on Fridays. Colonel Dr. Jim Carafano. What is there that you can't blame on the Russians? I'm curious.
Look, I always got to preface when I say this particular comment because I'm not a Republican. Heritage is not a Republican think tank. It's a nonpartisan think tank. So when I say these things, I know it sounds like some ranting guy or something, you know, complaining about the other team. But all I'm doing is just talking about what the other team's actually doing. So to try to blame economics, right, on other people, this is an administration which told the Ukrainians recently, stop bombing Russian oil facilities. Now, at the same time, they're actually letting the Russians import oil, and it's creating economic growth.
Hang on, that doesn't make sense.
So stop bombing the Russian oil facilities, so stop interfering with Russian oil production.
Right.
And they're letting the Russians export to India, to China, to all kinds of, and they're doing nothing to stop that, even though that money is going to fuel the war effort against Ukraine. And at the same time, they don't want to interfere with Iranian oil production or Iranian oil exports, right? And the reason is why would they want any oil to come off the market when they're trying to get reelected? They don't want energy prices to go up. So they don't care about our allies, right? They don't care that we're spending billions of dollars for these people to help defend themselves, but we're allowing the other guys to get money to fund their war efforts against us because it's bad politics for our enemies not to export oil. Because, well, we could export oil and gas. That would solve the problem. But we don't want to do that because then the greenheads will be mad at us, right? And we want to get reelected. So we want to make the radical greens happy by ensuring that we're trying to, you know, destroy oil and gas production everywhere in the world so they'll vote for us. And we want to make stupid Americans happy by saying, oh, look, we're trying to keep the price of gas down. So when you and I went to our schools and we were educated in national security and foreign policy and everything, and we were taught that politics ends at the water's edge,
yes,
right? You
right.
have all the politics you want, fight for power, we get that. But when it comes time to go overseas, we're all one American people. Joe Biden does exactly the opposite. Foreign policy is an extension of domestic policy. And so foreign policy not only becomes an excuse.
politics, but isn't the one area where you mustn't do politics national security? I mean, and we have cabinet members talking about EVs for the U.S. Army. We're not going to be going to war with electric M1 Abrams. I mean, this is where it becomes lunatic. This is where the ideology captures national security interests.
I heard this from Bernie Sanders yesterday. He was talking about why we're giving military. Okay, we have to stop them. We have to discipline. It's like, dude, we're not giving it because we like the Israelis. We're not even doing it because we want to combat anti-Semitism. We're doing it for one simple reason. It serves America's interest for Israel not to get crushed by Iran. It serves America's interest for Ukraine not to get crushed by Russia. What you want to do is make the U.S. military, foreign policy, and defense policy instruments of domestic policy. You guys want to win an election and show that you're not pro-Israel, right? So you want us to stop doing foreign policy that's in our interest because you want to win an election.
And this latest news every day, I mean, Newsmax has me on standby every evening in case, you know, Iran nukes Tel Aviv. Can you talk about the way this is being handled by the administration?
Yeah, I don't know how much time we have.
We've got a few minutes.
Yeah, in this segment, but it's all Biden's fault, right? The Iranians are taking their cue from Joe Biden. How aggressive can I be and be, how much can I go with? Because the Americans are afraid. They don't want to attack me. They don't want to disrupt oil production. They don't want me because they want to get reelected. So they want to do nothing, right? So it's like, you know, don't shoot Mongo. You might make a mad. So Americans are afraid of me. So I can test what I can get away with, right? And that's what's encouraging this escalation. I can be, well, maybe I won't, you know, be good on Israel. But yeah, I will be a good one, but I won't. So let me test that because the Americans are afraid to really push back against me. And that's encouraging the situation we have. I will say this is, okay, can Israel and Iran can both attack each other. They can't really fight a war because there's countries in between.
Yeah.
They got a lot of missiles. Okay, you can lob missiles at each other. To what end? I mean, if Iran starts lobbing missiles, Israel's going to lob missiles back.
And better ones.
And you might actually destabilize your own country and bring down your own regime.
Yes.
So are you really going to risk that? So I'm not saying they won't do that. I won't say they won't shoot at each other. They might because Joe Biden has essentially put the kids in the schoolyard and tell them, yeah, go ahead and fight for a while. Let's see what happens. But I'm not sure where it can. There's a lot of ladders on the escalation ladder, and I'm not sure that taking it to full out war is not really extremely risky for the Iranians.
Proxies, I get, right? Some terrorist attack that they can, keep their fingerprints off. But an actual all out war with Iran doesn't make sense to me for Iran.
No, but we could be at the point where the Iranians could do missile strikes on Israel. Sure. And Israel will do missile strikes on Iran. Sure. And everybody will not get a lot of sleep that night. Yeah. Well, does it mean it'll lead to World War III? You're asking the Iranians to put a lot on the line for that, for a war that they can't conclusively win.
We're talking to Jim Carafano, Senior Counselor of the President of the Heritage Foundation. Join today at heritage.org. Follow him at JJ Carafano. And don't forget to give us a follow as well. To keep up on the breaking news, just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch the show, especially useful for our third hour, Making Movies Great Again, by downloading the Salem News Channel app or just checking out your Roku, your Fire Stick device. Just look for the Salem News Channel. And for unique content by me and direct access to me, go to my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. We'll be back after this break.
I guess that would mean that RFK Jr. is going to be taking away votes from crooked Joe Biden, and he should, because he's actually better than Biden. He's much better than Biden. If I were a Democrat, I'd vote for RFK Jr. every single time over Biden, because he's frankly more in line with Democrats.
The latest video from my former boss, President Trump, I think it's rather genius. I think, Eric, you agree with me as well, right? If I were a Democrat, I'd vote for RFK Jr. Pretty smart, right, Eric?
100%. The one other person that Biden arguably fears just as much as Trump this November is RFK Jr., and that's exactly why.
Throwing the cat amongst the pigeons. Absolutely genius. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday, and we are so delighted to be supported by Carr Firearms. This company understands the Second Amendment, how it's the final guarantee of our liberty. Check out their amazing line of weapons at KAHR.com. I carry a 9mm car every single day, but they also own the Desert Eagle line and the Interordnance line, which includes the M1 carbine, the venerable Tommy gun, and the legendary 1911. Find out why I carry a car at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. Jim Carafano, you're a globetrotter. I think you're leaving here to go to three or four countries on one trip. Got to ask you from that perspective, as an American who gets to meet all of these people across the globe, what do they think of clips like this? So this is a member of Congress who, well, just says the following about a man who was president and is currently, to use the British term, leader of the opposition, cut 10.
Republican chairman understand that Russia is our adversary. Russia is trying to undermine our democracy, just as it's doing with Ukraine. And the fact that a wannabe dictator like Donald Trump has captured the Republican Party to such a degree that they go along with his support for a despot and tyrannical fascist dictator like Vladimir Putin is just the tip of the iceberg, but is so shocking in its effort to undermine democracy.
How do you deal with foreigners who are well-intentioned, maybe conservatives like you who you meet, and they hear members of Congress say the leader of the opposition is a wannabe dictator?
Well, everybody gets the joke. Like, everybody
they do?
Recognizes
they do?
It's crazy. Now, some of them repeat it because they're just like our Yahoos. They don't want Trump either. So, but they all get the joke, right? But I got to tell, and again, not political here, but I've seen a remarkable shift in both Europe and Latin America, where I was just came from, where people went from, well, it can't be Trump again. And again, I'm not endorsing anybody.
No, I'm not talking about politics.
But Europeans now, they think Trump's probably going to get elected. And so now they're...
How quick
and
that,
same thing in Latin America.
How quick was that shift? When did that occur? Was it primaries?
About a month.
About a month ago. Okay. And does that mean that the formerly irrational attitudes have been tempered? Because I do a lot of media with, you know, international.
Right.
And when you get the national press agency of Sweden interview and say, is Trump going to pull out of NATO? And is he friends with Putin? And I go, were you alive when he was president?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just asinine questions.
I get these conversations all the time. And you hear this thing kick back, but it's just a shtick, right? Nobody really believes, even the people at Malthus, they can't really. Let me give you a perfect example. Right?
Uh-huh.
Trump says if countries don't pay up their 2%, we're not going to defend them.
Right.
Okay, so tell me how exactly that works.
Right. What are the mechanics?
Of that? Exactly. So China attacks Canada, and we're just going to watch. sorry, Canada. Right? Or look, every country that's not paying 2%, where are they? They're about as far away from Russia as you could possibly.
Right.
So what are the countries going to do in front that are paying 2%, they're just going to step aside?
It's funny. The Baltic states pay it. Poland pays it. It's so funny, right?
So literally every country in the front of NATO, which actually is paying 2%, they're just going to basically wave to the Russians and say, yeah, have fun going to the Netherlands, right? I mean, it's obvious killy campaign rhetoric, but yet they treat it as if it's, oh, my God, Trump's leaving NATO. So it's just nuts.
So are you sure that none of these people believe this stuff and it's really a shtick?
Yes.
That's reassuring.
But that doesn't mean that they're not going to repeat it. It doesn't mean they're not going to think. And it's not like it's okay. Look, it's like you know there is no tooth fairy, right? You know that because you're 12 years old at this point, right? You've already got pimples, right? You're listening to rock music, you know. But yet when you go to bed at night, you just pray that there may be a tooth fairy and there'll be a dollar under your pillow. This is the liberal thing. This is that they know none of this. They know he's not an anti-Semitic, right?
Okay.
They know he's not a racist. They know he's not in Putin's pocket. They know he's not crazy. They know all these things, but they pray and hope that just maybe he is, right?
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, he's going to educate them. He's getting on a plane. God bless Jim Carafano. Trying to prevent World War III one tweet at a time at JJ Carafano on Twitter. Please join today if you haven't already. It's the most important conservative entity out there, the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, where he sits as senior counsel to the president. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, it's real. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 5 years now, morning and evening, and it has relieved me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just about me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. I'd like that to be your story. It could be your story. There's only one way to find out, and it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks,
you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
For the time being, we remain the freest nation on God's green earth for one very simple reason, the Second Amendment. One gun company, the Carr Firearms Group, understands that more than the rest. Thanks to my good friend and CEO, Justin Moon, they sponsor our Second Amendment Friday segments, and they stand by your last line of defense, which is the Second Amendment. Check out their amazing line of weapons at KAHR.com. That's why I carry a 9mm Carr, which also includes in the group the Desert Eagle, the iconic and the legendary weapons from the Auto Ordnance line, including the M1 carbine, the venerable Tommy gun, and of course the iconic 1911. Check out the Carr Firearms Group at KAHR.com, KAHR.com. To join us this week, we have a man who's crossed the line. He stepped into the arena. He's not just mucking around with 50 caliber Kalashnikovs. He's actually getting involved in politics. He's a crazy man. Brandon Herrera, the AK guy. Happy Friday.
How are you doing, Seb? It's always a pleasure.
All right, I'm doing very well. I'm hearing you're doing very well for your campaign for the 23rd District of Texas. Before we get to that, I'd like to improve your Friday by playing you a clip from Kamala Harris. May I do that?
Oh, no. That always improves my Fridays, listening to Kamala Harris.
All right,
Harris.
Just 30 seconds long. Cut five.
Hey, everybody. So as the head of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, I'm very excited to tell you that as of today, we are closing the gun show loophole. Basically, we are requiring that anybody who sells guns as a dealer has to do background checks. And what we know is this is going to save lives. So it's an important step forward. We got more to do. We need to pass an assault weapons ban. We need red flag laws and universal background checks. But good news to report today. Take care.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, Brandon, but based upon that 30-second clip, she doesn't even know what the alleged gun show loophole is. Are you surprised that she's such an idiot?
Not at all, especially with a position like she has, the head of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention or something. The ridiculous part is that there never was a gun show loophole. Federally licensed dealers, gun dealers of any kind, if they're doing it legally, they have always had to do background checks to transfer a firearm to an individual, whether they're at a gun show, whether it's online, whether it's at their place of business. It's never existed.
So when you hear something like that, I'm curious, now that you've become a citizen politician, what's your take? Is it somebody who's just pretending to do something, or somebody who just has no idea what's going on?
Well, there's a lot of evil people in D.C., but there's also a lot of useful idiots. And I'm really not sure which side of the coin that she falls on, but she's one of the two, because she is perpetuating a lie. They're pushing a lie to try to push an agenda that was unfortunately made possible by my opponent voting on the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, one of the only Republicans to do so, because that's specifically what they are drawing off of to be able to push this this new White House order.
Did you hear that elision? He just slid in there, my opponent. All right, let's talk about politics. You're going up against a rhino incumbent. Who is he, and why is he bad news when it comes to the Second Amendment, Brandon?
Well, it's the rhino Tony Gonzalez, one of the worst Republican votes in Congress. One of the only reasons I even bothered to throw my hat in the ring in politics in the first place is to get this guy out. He's a traitor on the Second Amendment. He's a traitor as of today on the Fourth Amendment with the FISA vote. He's just a bad Republican, and it's about time the people of the district held him accountable. And I think that's exactly what we're doing.
I'm curious, you know, you've got my support, Brandon, but how is it that Texans, and the runoff is May 28th, so please support Brandon. How is it that Texans don't get who this, you know, gun grabber, warrantless surveillance guy is?
Well, I mean, for a long time in the state of Texas, particularly, people thought that they could just get by because they've got an R in front of their name and they can vote any which way that they want. They can vote against the Constitution. They can vote in the interest of their special interest donors. But now it's not the case anymore. A lot of people are waking up. And now that we've given this guy a real solid primary fight and we've put a lot of effort and advertising into showing the voters of the district just how he votes, it's really changing the playing field. And so I think we've got a really solid chance on May 28th.
For those who aren't familiar with you and your story, just like my wife who hated politics and, you know, then decided to run and do something and is now the county chair for the GOP as of last Friday, what was it for you? Because you had a very nice life. You have a job that other people would kill to have, basically, to be paid to shoot machine guns on YouTube. So what was it for you, Brandon, that made you say as a young man, okay, I've had it. I'm not going to put up with these rhinos.
For sure. And congratulations to your wife again, by the way, because that's the sort of stuff we need. We need more less career politicians and more citizen statesmen. And I think that's what it needs to come back to. The moment for me was really just the frustration. When the frustration welled up, looking at all these bad votes that my congressman, the person that we sent to D.C. to represent me and people like me here in the district, making the votes against the Constitution, against the will of the people over and over again, thinking that there would be no consequences. You know, it made me want to do something about it. And that's exactly what we did. And if the consequence is that I have to go to the swamp for a couple of years and try to sort some things out, then that's a payment, than a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
And I've known you for years, and I know that you've been MAGA from the get-go. Is it true that this Gonzalez chap is trying to paint you as anti-Trump, Brandon?
You see, because he can't beat me on politics or on his voting record or on policy, he'll just try to take little quotes out of context. And so the latest string of lies is that he's trying to say that I'm somehow anti-Trump, when in reality, like I said, we've known each other for years. I've been Trump from day one, all the way back to volunteering on Trump's campaign in the 2016 primary all the way through to November. I voted for the man in 2016. I voted for him in 2020, and I'm voting for him again this year. And it's going to be wild to vote for him on the same ballot that my name is on.
This is exactly what you need in America to save America. Decisions like my wife, Katie, to step into the ring. First at the community board, then as a chief election officer, now the chair of the biggest county in Virginia, 1.2 million people. People like Brandon living a comfortable life, having fun, saying, no, we got to stop the fake Republicans stepping into the ring. You've got my support. Go to the website right now, BrandonHerreraForCongress.com. Even if you're not in the 23rd Congressional District of Texas, support him. Follow him at TheAKGuy on Twitter, on YouTube as well. But most important of all, support this citizen politician, because this is exactly what we need more of. Brandon Herrera, F-O-R, Congress.com. God bless you, sir, and I look forward to firing that 50 cal AK very soon. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefActor.com studios. PhD, it works, it's real, and it doesn't involve needles. It is the weight loss system that lets you eat five times a day and burns the fat. I lost 42 pounds. I'm down to a size 36 in my blue jeans. I haven't been a size 36. I'm 6'3", all right? I haven't been that since I was in my 20s, and it feels amazing. Find out for yourself. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team are superb. Call them on 864-644-1900 or just go to myphdweightloss.com and see the before and after pictures. Mine will shock you. No, seriously. 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If I can do it with my sweet tooth and my love of fried food, anyone can. You owe it to yourself. You can exercise, but you got to lose weight. You got to eat right. 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
As a member of Congress with people, you know, who evidently had a racist attitude and recently one even confronted me in a restaurant. And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said. They don't like a position that I took. But you know that, you know, if you were not black, you would not be approached that way.
Right. They probably would not. Right. They would think twice about doing it. They think that they can get away with doing it with you and that you're black.
Jeff, I'm confused. Is that Maxine Waters?
Yes, it is.
And she's complaining about being harassed in public over her politics?
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
Well, you shouldn't, should you? Unless you're a Democrat, right?
She's always said that.
Right, because I think this is also Maxine Waters. Can you play that second cut, Eric?
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Eric, I'm not. That's the same woman, right?
Yeah, that is the same woman. Startling image. It might as well have been two separate days, right? One after the other.
So you can harass a Trump administration appointee, but you're not allowed to criticize her. Because what? Because of her skin color?
Sorry, I don't make the rules. I guess those are just the rules that they've set for us.
Yeah. You make your bed, you lie in it, Maxine. This is even worse, because that's just hypocrisy. Well, she's probably so stupid she doesn't realize she's being a hypocrite. But this is a Democrat who's a state rep, Liz Reiner from Minnesota. How lunatic are they? This lunatic. Cut eight.
Yes, pronouns. And when we misuse pronouns and when we intentionally or deliberately misuse them or choose not to be careful, we're sending messages to our kids also that we don't care how they're seeing the world and we are willing to do them harm. And the very act of doing that is an act of disrespect and violence against people, regardless of who they are.
Using the wrong pronoun is violence. They're lunatics. It's Friday. Let's have some fun instead. I just found this on Instagram. It's a comedian called Yanis Pappas, and it's good fun. It's about Republicans versus Democrats. Cut 13.
Country's too divided. It's tough. I hope we get it together. But it didn't used to be this way. You know, remember back in the day, you had Republicans and Democrats. You had them in your own family. Nobody cared. Remember back in the day, your dad was a Republican because he owned a business, right? And your mom was a Democrat because she lived off of him, you know? And it's like, nobody cared.
When we played that, I think everybody chuckled here. Even Jeff laughed. Now, that's a good sign that it's funny. All right, I'll be guest hosting for Rob Schmidt tonight. Don't miss that on Newsmax, 7 p.m. It's going to be an amazing, amazing episode. In the meantime, let's celebrate a year of making movies great again with the greatest movie ever made.